I don't know very much about culture, but I do have a skull for what sells.
And I've not kept in touch with the pulse of the public, but that never stopped Orson Welles.
So if I have a project of interest,
and if mine is a style you deem right,
we can talk.
Do let's chat.
One more round.
Second that.
For a meeting of minds is in sight.
Art and commerce can be friends.
Art and commerce can be friends.
When free trade with integrity blends,
art and commerce can be friends. Tell me then of your so-called commercial notion.
Private films of bar mitzvahs and weddings have a marketplace value that jibes.
As it happens, that fits with my long fascination for the customs and rituals of tribes.
Do you mean you'll consider my offer?
Well, the lore of your people is rich, and to film such tradition,
you have my permission.
Our minds have just met fever pitch. Art and commerce can be friends. Art and commerce can be friends. One concedes while the other one bends. Art and commerce can be friends.
But I warn you, Thalberg.
Kravitz.
There's just one director here, Thalberg.
Kravitz.
So no interference here, Thalberg.
Kravitz.
I expect a free hand and no mistake. Mine's still meeting there, Thalberg.
Kravitz, so far.
Let's talk movies then, Thalberg.
Kravitz, we are.
I'll describe. What's your name again?
Thalberg. No, Jesus.
Describe for you, Jesus, the film I shall make. The record of a wedding or bar mitzvah needn't be crassly commercial. We could concentrate on the symbolism inherent in the ceremony. I'm thinking of the parts where the bar mitzvah boy is reading his chapter from the Torah. I see a slow black and white lap dissolve to his racial memory. We could begin with the pain of the circumcision! What do you think? And please, be brutal.
I don't know from Joe Blow about culture, but oh boy, could I use a new scotch.
On me!
But I do know my buyers. It's not symbolism, just relatives they wanna watch.
I see.
Plus the movies just have to be color. That kid's pecker on screen out of line. And on further reflection, no tribal connection. Aside from all that, it sounds fine. Art and commerce can be friends. Art and commerce.
That's precisely what I'm talking about! Artistic interference!
Hey, wait a minute!
In my day, I've thrown more than one bloody producer off the set!
No kidding.
Had I but learned to be as obsequious as Hitchcock, I wouldn't be where I am today.
That's about what I thought when I studied up on you.
Where?
Well, I didn't exactly read anything, but I called around. I said, how could a BTO like Mr. Fryer not be the hottest guy in Hollywood?
Then you know.
Sure. Know what?
I'm a bona fide card-holding commie. That's the reason I fled from the States. And a fugitive known by my FBI close-up. For whom the committee awaits. Back in Hollywood, I'm a pariah on the blacklist of studio chiefs.
Are you really?
I must be. I have to be, Thalberg. I've never concealed my beliefs.
Hold it! I don't know a whole lot about blacklists, but I do know what's good from what ain't. So your record may carry a blot, Mr. Fryer. To me, you're as pure as a saint. Work with me, and I'll always protect you.
Please don't risk your entire career.
No, I'm not scared.
Yes, but I...
You're not scared. Because we're partners.
Oh, my.
You sign here.
Art
and
commerce
can be friends. Art and commerce can be friends.
Art expresses as commerce defends.
Art and commerce can be friends.
Art and commerce can be friends.
Earning double dividends. What's invention if nobody bends?
Just pretension that merely pretends.
But when mensches put me beside ends.
Art and commerce.
Kravitz.
Art and commerce.
Who's Kravitz?
Art and commerce.